This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, healthcare has been a big issue in the presidential campaign, and now that President Obama has been reelected, implementation of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, shifts into high gear. From Marketplace's healthcare desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Dan Gorenstein reports now on what that means for business owners.
Something's got to give. That's how John McGowan sees it.
My concern is that healthcare premiums last year went up 38%.
McGowan, who runs the Philadelphia area business Gasbreaker, believes the Affordable Care Act has only increased his health costs.
I know that everybody is going to pay a lot more for it ultimately, or have something that is a lot less than what they've been used to here.
The Urban Institute's Linda Blumberg says McGowan's 38% premium spikes are becoming a thing of the past. That's because now, under the ACA, insurance companies must provide states with actuarial evidence for rates to increase by more than 10%.
So we should see a lot more stability year to year.
Of course, not all business owners are upset about Obamacare. Ken Weinstein runs two Philadelphia restaurants. He hopes the law will ultimately make insurance more affordable. Without that, Weinstein says his business is exposed.
Anytime an employee is not able to make it into work, we're absolutely scrambling. Or in the worst case scenario, we're working with less employees.
While opinions vary, John McGowan says no small business owner really knows what to expect.
To some extent, we're all a bit in the dark on exactly whether the promise of the affordable portion of this health care act is going to be the reality.
I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.